Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
I know you always think that my vision board thing is ridiculous.
Bunk.
The Secret doesn't work. The Secret is a book that it's, Oprah sold a bunch. Right? It's 100%.
Exactly. It's bigger than The Secret. It's like the law of attraction and... Anyways, I'm just saying, you don't believe me, but now I have somebody in the room to back me up.
Erin backing you up means nothing.
She's excuse me?
Like, I mean, like,
yeah,
I,
what do
no,
you mean it means nothing?
No, it just, you two are like the little peas in a pod. That doesn't, it doesn't, and it's like, oh my God, yes, and you guys are both in,
and it's a
like,
woman thing. It's not
yes.
A guy thing.
Yes.
It's not Erin.
It's not a guy
it's
thing.
It's T-Hack.
It's not
so,
T-Hack.
There you go.
Your thoughts become things.
It's
no, it
I don't
what?
Believe anything more than that. Anything right. More deeply than that.
Explain. And by the way, T-Hack is normally the... We're all talking now. T-Hack, tell us why.
So before we moved to Denver, we were in Iowa. We found out we were going to move to Denver. My wife got a job. I had nothing lined up. So I was giving up my illustrious radio career in Des Moines, Iowa to move here.
Okay.
And I found you guys and...
You found us. What? Explain that.
So
like there's a zillion. We're yeah. On in the afternoon.
A billion podcasts.
Why wouldn't we go for a morning show?
I don't like getting up early.
Oh, yeah.
Same.
Basically.
All right.
So I found you guys, and you were looking for a new producer at the time, and I was like, oh, I'll do that. And I just thought nothing else for like 3 months.
He just decided and believed and had his own.
Were we already looking when you were moving here? Or were you?
I'm not sure. I had heard of you guys because there were people at the station in Des Moines who knew, who had passed through Alice and all that stuff. So they had like turned me on to you. But it was within, it was really close. Because we moved quickly from Des Moines. Like we didn't.
Were you here? Did you move before or after Little D quit?
I moved here on the Little D's last day.
Dang.
Wow.
So you heard that last.
I heard his last break while I was driving in town. With my dad. He helped us move. We were going to Walmart to get a shower curtain. I heard the break where you all cried because Lil D was leaving. And I told my dad, I'm going to be Lil D. That's the show.
You had not what? Talked to our boss. You hadn't talked to me, Steve, nobody.
No.
That's not.
How do you explain that?
Well, technically,
we were desperate and we just hired the first dude who walked through the door.
I didn't hear a board. I just heard you thinking it. But did you
have a vision board?
Actual?
No, I don't actually. I didn't actually
so
have a board.
They were moving. That's different. He didn't have time to make one.
That's true. Yeah.
So you are a person who believes you can 100% think it.
Your thoughts become things, and I'm a firm believer. I've done 100% of everything I've ever wanted to do in life. I've done, and I will continue to do.
Except for the NBA, but outside of
that. True. But I gave up on that dream, but I did play college basketball.
Yeah, that's true.
I, look at me. Everyone, you see me? I played college basketball.
Okay, but, like, I don't want to, like, reverse course here, but... His kid is perfect.
Yeah.
So that to me, did you picture having a perfect kid? Did you?
Yeah. Yeah. I did a lot. I envisioned him. I didn't envision like his features and stuff because like you can't control that, you know, but mm-hmm. I did.
Just a good sleeper, good eater, yeah. Not fussy.
It's not like anything weird. It's just like controlling your thoughts.
I don't know. To me, that's more of his wife's doing because she's so calm and like she was also really taking care of herself during the pregnancy. So to me, it's more of that, Not saying that doesn't have an effect, but
that's fair.
Steve, are you coming around to it or not?
Well, then you started a family here, and then bam, you guys are all of a sudden buying a house. So that was this part of the vision
did
board?
You, thinking did you about envision the, that and make it happen?
Did she too?
I guess like grand scheme, I always am focused on like success, abundance, more like general terms, and then the details fill in. So people, and I'm not like fully like the secret or whatever. I'm just in general terms, because I think a lot of people, it's like, if they believe the secret or whatever, they're like, oh, so I'll just find a $100 bill. Right. Oh, there's no $100 bill. It doesn't work. It's like, it's not, that's not really it. It's more like training your thoughts to not let the negative in.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
So, but how often do you have to do it in a day? Like, how often did you, this is the weirdest conversation. How often did you think about us before you even knew? Because the fact that you've worked here for how long now?
I just passed 2 years.
Damn. And this is the first time you're telling us? That's really, don't you find that weird? Uh-huh. That he wouldn't like 2 weeks in go, guys, guess what? Like, it's crazy. Like, why did you hold this back so long? Because
I don't know. Judging from your reactions now, it's weird. I mean, it's kind of unexplainable.
Yeah.
But how often did you think about it? Every day? Like
every day?
Just once a day? Did you set a timer? Because
no, I mean, I would just think about it every day. Because I was here. We were here for about a month before I actually got hired, and we were even getting to the point where Angie was like, "You want to start looking at other jobs?" And I was just sitting at home forever, and I was like, "No."
You never
get
this
that one. Yeah. Like a month before I got this promotion, I was having a conversation with my boyfriend at the time, and I was like, "I just have a feeling like something big is going to happen soon. Like I don't know what it is, but I just feel
it?
Like I know it's kind of like,
it's like super disappointing.
It really was, but from the time when I did get the promotion, I was like, wow, that's cool, and now I know better. But
at the time,
well, Slacker, you just asked me, now do I believe in this whole thing? Now that it's happened to a guy, a little bit more.
Come on.
That's why I'm peppering with questions. I think about having a three-way at least 100 times
and
a day.
Nothing ever.
You don't genuinely believe you could have one, though. That's the problem.
Oh.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice. And anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.